According to Tosfos, this whole machlokus of Adhechen Birkas Hazimun comes up. The issue only comes up because of a circumstance that may arise within the framework of Shlosh Shachal Kiyachas. Because of, let us say, because of an accidental type of phenomenon. It's not essential. If that issue could not arise, for example, it can't arise according to the way we've understood the Raivad. Because according to the Raivad, Echad Mafsik Lishnayim means he's Mafsik for the whole Birkas HaMazon. So you can't have that issue in that situation. As we said, we'll have to see how the Raivad deals with the whole Gemara. But according to the other Rishonim, the situation could arise. There could arise a situation where in the framework of eating together, two will be finished and want to leave, and then the third person will have a halacha issue. What am I supposed to do? And the halacha will say that he has to stop. According to Rashi, maybe for Derech Eretz, according to the other Rishonim, it's a chiyuv. It's a chiyuv zimun at this point. He has to do zimun now. So because of that, a new issue will arise. That issue will be, now that he has to stop for Zimun, at what point is he concluded with his fulfilling his chiyuv of Zimun? Even though we know that Zimun per se is only Nevarech. But in this situation, he may not be able to go back at the conclusion of Nevarech. He may have to wait till the conclusion of the entire bracha. And this becomes the subject matter of the machlokis between Rav Sheshis and Rav Nachman. What does Tosfos mean when he says that Nevarech is not a bracha? It would seem that he means that it doesn't have the elements of a bracha. For example, if a person merely says Baruch Hashem, people say that all the time. Baruch Hashem. But that's not a bracha, even though it may be appropriate to say it. That's not a halachic phenomenon of a bracha, though. Every bracha has to have certain elements. As we said, it has to have shame and malchus. It has to have the shame Hashem, the name of God, and it has to express malchus, the kingship of God. So Baruch Atah Hashem, that shame, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, our God, King of the Universe. So that's called shame and malchus. Thus, Zimun itself is praising God, it's praise, it's an entity of praise. Baruch Shecha Olam Shelo Uvetuvo Chayinu. That's something. That's nothing. So then you don't have Zimun. But that's what Tosfos means apparently when he says the Nevarech Eina Bracha. Because it's not a bracha, Eina Omer Levada. It's a funny kind of a thing. It's not a bracha. So you can't, it's like Manoshach, so we'll make a bracha out of it. It's kind of like, but there's a Chavtashol Zimun, but it can't be said by itself. What's happening over here is that there's a Chefza Shel Zimun, the entity of Zimun, which consists of Nevarech, Baruch Shachal Olam Shelo Uvetuvachayinu. Can't argue with that. And indeed, that's the entire basis for the idea that when you have a Sara, so there's a change in the Chefza Shel Zimun, which requires a Sara, which is Baruch Elokeinu Shachal Olam Shelo. So the question is whether the kiyum is basically synonymous with the cheft itself. That's the mitzvah. According to Rav Sheshes, the cheft shel zimun can only be fulfilled through a kiyum bracha. It can't be fulfilled on its own, because it's not an independent chefta in terms of the kiyum. It's only an independent Chefta in terms of the Chefta Shal Shevach. But in terms of the Kiyum has to be a Kiyum Bracha, which makes a lot of sense, too. Both positions make sense. I never come to say which one makes more sense. Just trying to show you the foundation, because Shevach is always Bracha. So over here you have a Chefta Shal Shevach, so where's the Bracha? So that's wherein lies the Machlokas. So according to Rav Sheshis, the way Tosfos has formulated it, the individual, when he pauses for Zimun, he's only pausing for Zimun. cannot go back to eating after Baruch Shacham Shalom Uvtu V'chayinu. Because it's true, that's the Chafsa. But the Kiyum doesn't come about until you conclude the first bracha. It was meant, that is to say, they did not enjoin for it a separate bracha. Because one could ask the question, so if that's the case, why didn't they give it the characteristic of bracha? The reason they didn't do that, apparently, is because it's always said in conjunction with Birkas HaMazon. So therefore, it doesn't need a bracha of its own. It's always going to be said in conjunction with Birkas HaMazon. So the Birkas HaMazon, the bracha factor, the Kiyum bracha goes not just for the Hazon, but it goes back to the Zimun as well. So it would seem, according to this, and if you pass on like Rav Sheshis, he can't go back before they concluded Hazan. It's for the individual who stops, because he doesn't have the Kiyum yet. That is to say, he doesn't have the Kiyum of Hazan at this point in time. That's not the point. We're not saying he stops until the end of Hazan because he's actually going to partake of the first bracha of Birkas HaMazon. No! Because he's going back to his meal. He's not benching. But he needs Hazan for an entirely different reason. In order to provide a Kiyum bracha for the chatza of Zimun, which is the Baruch. I'm using an illustration now. Some type of an analogy, which I think is helpful. And that is that when people hear bad tidings, that someone passed away, so generally people say, Baruch Dayan HaEmes. Blessed is the true judge, which partakes of tzidik adin, to affirm the tzidik, the righteousness of the din, of the judgment. Yet, when a person is a mourner, that is one of the seven relatives as over whom you're obligated to mourn, so generally this is done at the time of Kriya, although it's a separate chiyuv. He has a chiyuv of tzidik adin, a chiyuv to affirm the righteousness of the din. Then the person says, Baruch atah Roshem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, Dayan HaEmes. Then it's a bracha. So then if that's, why? Because that's a bracha. And he's saying a bracha, it has to have Shem and Malchus. So what's the point then, or what is the significance, or what is the value of the others who say Baruch Dayan HaEmes without the Chafta Shel Bracha? Is it of no meaning whatsoever? Is there no point in saying it? Or there is a point in saying it? If there is a point, so what's the difference between that and when you do say it with Shem and Malchus? I believe there's a rough analogy over here. And that is, to utter Baruch Dayan HaEmes is an entity of Tzidik HaDin. It's a chafz of Tzidik HaDin. Because we know that you're referring to the true judge. All the elements are there. But it doesn't have the kiyum of bracha. It's not manifesting itself through the specific institution of bracha. So when you have a chiyuv, so for every individual there's no specific chiyuv. The chiyuv of tzedek adin is only in certain cases, because these are cases that affect you in a certain way. So when they affect you in a certain way, and a person is feeling saddened, and there's a tendency to question why should this happen, and so on and so forth, so a person has to be able to recognize the righteousness of the din. So then it's a chiyuv in terms of bracha. But for everybody else, there's no chiyuv in the ordinary case. However, it's a good thing, because even though you may not have a chiyuv, but you knew this person, and every time someone close to you dies, it brings out a certain feeling, so then you too are partaking of an affirmation of Tzidik HaDin. There is an element of Tzidik HaDin over here, but it's not in the form of bracha. I'm suggesting that this is analogous in a certain way, on a certain level, in a rough analogy. I'm not saying it's exact. But I'm just using it to help understand, to illustrate, that you have two things. The Chafta Shel Zimun is Nevarech. Shechel v'mshaloh, that's the Chafta. The question, however, is whether it can exist independently in terms of the Kiyum. And that's exactly what Rav Nachman says. Once you have a chafza, it is true that it was intended to be said in conjunction, And this is an unusual situation, that a person would be pausing only for the Zimun and not for anything else, but that's it. The Chafzah itself is self-sufficient. Once you create the Chafzah, it has existence, halachic existence by itself, self-sufficient existence. However, Rav Sheshes couldn't accept that idea, because since it's in the Shevach, and Shevach has to be manifested through a Kiyam Bracha, so he held that you can't be Yotzei at that point in time, because that chefza has to be associated with the kiyum of bracha. And that, he said, that's why they didn't give it its own characteristics of bracha, not because it's an independent and autonomous chefza, but because it's always going to be associated with the first bracha, with all the brachas. But in this case, you don't need all the brachas, because all you need is the first point in time at which you have the kiyum bracha. At that point, you can go back. Put another way, the question is, when they were masakein, the chefza shel zimun. The question is the chefza the kiyum? That's the kiyum. The kiyum is the chefza.
No, it's to state that chefza.
Or no, the kiyum is bracha. That this chefza should become part and parcel of the kiyum bracha. Should express itself through bracha. Now, if that's the case, if they wanted it really to, that the shevach should emerge through bracha, should become part of a bracha, so then if you'll ask, so why don't they give it the characteristics? The answer will be very simple. There was no need to, because it's always going to be said in conjunction with brachos. Thus, they didn't need to be masakin a separate bracha. But that this shevach should become the basis of bracha, that's what Rav Sheshes maintains. Again, another rough analogy, sort of the question, I think everybody's familiar, it's a classic, the issue of kafsa zakak law. Kafsa ein zakak law by Ner Chanukah. That l'chatchila you have to have an air that can last, let's say a half hour. That's the time. So let's say it blows out, the wind blows it out after 5 minutes. So zakak law, do you have to rekindle it or not?
No.
Now the time of 30 minutes is based upon assuming in that situation that's the time of Pirsumei Nisa, that people are going by. Now, a non-halachic approach, and in terms purely of the simple reasoning, you'd say, yeah, because the whole idea of 30 minutes is so people should see it. Now it went out, of course. But there's a machlokus. One side says, kafsa ein zakak law. If it goes out, you don't have to rekindle it. In fact, we paskin that way. So what's his concept? His concept is that it's true that that's the purpose, but the kiyum ha-mitzvah is the ner itself. That's the kiyum, ner daluk, to create an air. To create an air, rather. Sorry, not that the ner should be burning. The kiyum of mitzvah is to create an air Chanukah. One can, of course, the purpose for that, for which it was done, is so that it should be pursuing Nisa, and the purpose should be that it should burn, and that's all part of the purpose. But we're asking exactly what is the nature of the halachic performance. So the ner Chanukah is the kiyum. You create an air, you fulfill your... The other side says, no, that the idea of Pirsumei Nisa is incorporated into the actual, that's the kiyum of mitzvah, the maisa mitzvah is hadlaka. The kiyum is that the nair burns and the phenomenon of Pirsumei Nisa. If that's the case, then you have to have the nair daluk, it has to be burning for 30 minutes. According to the explanation, the position of Rav Sheshes, he has to wait. Because simply by partaking of the chafza of Zimun did not give him the kiyum of Zimun, because Zimun is to manifest itself as a bracha.